I am back. Rudrance for Black and White Network. Well, we're going to talk about Chris Rock and we're going to talk about Trump, of course. Trump is supposedly supposed to get arrested today, although I'm starting to see more steam. I saw this morning on Fox News on television. They think he will not get arrested today. And there's certainly a sense that some Democrats might, in fact, be worried about the photo opportunity that's going to present to Trump. I think in their mind, they had this playing out as some huge win to see Donald Trump in handcuffs. And then I think they got a little worried when Elon Musk said, if they arrest Trump, he is going to win in a landslide. And Chris Rock has now come out and he has echoed the exact same thing. And he compares it to the something akin to the arresting of Tupac. Okay, and I don't know if anybody's rap fans on this channel. I grew up a rap fan, so, you know, Tupac and Nas, they're on my Mount Rushmore of greatest rappers of all time. But there's a very martyr element that's going to happen here. If Trump gets arrested and that photo op is him in handcuffs, man, you want to talk about electrifying a base of supporters. And there's going to be people in the middle that's going to be like, this is nothing more than some political bullshit. And I'm done with these guys. Alvin Bragg trying to get a virtue signaling L out there, or W. And it's going to turn out to be a big L is what's going to happen here. And even Mike Pence come out defending Donald Trump and said, this is a politically motivated prosecution. That's all it is. And a lot of people are starting to bring the timing of this up. So let's get to Rock. And Adam Sandler actually defended Rock as well for Rock's role in destroying Will Smith, of course, slapping him at the Oscars. And we'll touch on that too. New York Post and Fox News. Chris Rock calls lawmakers stupid for wanting Trump arrested. Chris Rock joked that former President Donald Trump was, quote, romantic for allegedly paying off porn star Stormy Daniels while calling lawmakers, quote, stupid for wanting him arrested, warning it's only going to inflate his popularity. The 58-year-old funny man addressed the expected arrest as he helped honor Adam Sandler at the Mark Twain Prize late Sunday, directly addressing lawmakers in the audience, including Nancy Pelosi. Quote, are you guys really going to arrest Trump? Question mark. He asked the crowd, according to the Daily Mail, which noted that several officials from the Biden administration were in the Kennedy Center crowd. Quote, do you know this is only going to make him more popular? It's like arresting Tupac Shakur. He quipped of the late rapper. He's just going to sell more records. Are you stupid? He asked as the roar of the crowd came out. Rock also poked fun at the expected charges over Trump 76, allegedly paying hush money to Stormy Daniels to try to kill her affair claims in the run-up to the 2016 election. He joked, the future president effed a porn star and paid someone so his wife couldn't find out. That's romantic, Rock joked. We've all been cheated on. Don't you wish that the person that cheated on you paid off somebody so you wouldn't find out? Question mark. Trump was far from the only politician who Rock focused on during a bit of cracking up at up in the Washington, D.C., including President Biden, the oldest commander-in-chief at 80. Trump was so bad as a president, he was so bad that Joe Biden had to burst off of a monument. Biden was dead for 16 years, Rock quipped, according to the report. Rock also gave a shout-out to Pelosi's husband, Paul, jokingly comparing his home invasion hammer attack to Rock's high-profile assault when he was slapped by Will Smith at last year's Oscars. Quote, Paul Pelosi, the only guy who knows how I felt, Rock joked of the 82-year-old sitting next to his lawmaker wife. Just me and you, Paul. And let's get to Sandler, because he did come out and make some comments about the special. Of course, because, look, Rock destroyed Will Smith in that special, as you could expect. And this was Adam Sandler's comments about it.
Adam, what did you think of Chris Rock's Netflix special? Do you think he went too far with the Will Smith jokes?
I never thought that in my life. I thought he was unbelievably relaxed, funny, thoughtful, crushed it, was real to himself. And it was as exciting to watch as it when the Super Bowl's on. I thought about it all weekend. All right, Rock's doing his thing tonight. Sat, watched him in my kitchen, laughed my ass off, immediately watched it right after. It was one of the best experiences. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good. I watched it too. I didn't even realize that it had came out until a couple of days after it was out, and in fact, it was shown live. It was a live event on Netflix. I mean, not YouTube, Netflix. Now I will give one thing to Netflix. They do a very good job with stand-up comedy over there, and pretty much putting anybody out, regardless of what they say about anybody, and that's sort of how comedy was always supposed to work. I like Chris Rock a lot. I think there's a fear starting to generate that this arrest of Trump may end up backfiring on them politically. They want to see that arrest happen so badly. You had DeSantis yesterday coming out and absolutely destroying that DA Alvin Bragg. But I certainly would argue that DeSantis could do more here. As much as I like DeSantis, he's taken a bit of an L, sort of by default, you know, not getting. I know a lot of people would say, well, why would he get involved? Well, you know, Trump lives in Florida and he's the Florida governor. You know, he could just call Trump and be like, look, you sit at home and, you know, they're not coming to get you here. Let's put it that way. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. But the people are certainly worried that this may end up being, you know, like Elon Musk said, this is going to be a landslide. Now, a lot of you have pointed out, you know, is it going to matter based on any potential shenanigans and any potential election? And we're right there on the same wavelength there. You know, we've got to be able to play the same election game that the Democrats do, or we're going to take another beating. We've got to be able to do the same kind of thing that they're doing, all right? And because otherwise, we might not ever win another election again, all right? There's no way in hell Joe Biden should ever, ever beat a Donald Trump. Ever. And you know, there's certain key things, by the way, that happens during elections. Trump sure did check off a lot of those key things too. So, and that's just where we'll leave it. You know, YouTube, tell me what you think. Black and White Network supporters Chris Rock saying, look, Democrats are about to have this backfire royally if you proceed down this road of feeling like Trump in shackles is going to be a win, because it's not going to be. It's going to be that guy in that GIF tossing out them L's. It's going to be a loss. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.